FM 106.3 with the song that was the lead-off single from the latest CD by They Might Be Giants called Flood, and Birdhouse in Your Soul. With me in the studio, we have They Might Be Giants.
Hey, Loretta.
John and John. How's it going?
It's great to be back here in the groovy rock capital of Asbury Park.
Groovy. It's great to have you. And you guys are playing at the Fast Lane tonight.
Yep. Right, this show. Asbury Lane's there.
That's right. I wonder if that has something to do with why they call it the Fast Lane.
Could be. Could be a slight against the bowling alley.
Mm. Right. Well, I guess that would be the slow lane and the fast lane or something like that. I don't know.
Could be.
I'd rather be in the fast lane, though, let me tell you.
I don't know. We went to the Asbury Park lanes just before we got here.
You were bowling before?
Yeah, we did got a what do you call it? A round? What do you
string.
Call it? A string in before.
How did you do?
I broke 100. So I'm feeling pretty damn proud of
myself.
All right.
I broke my arm.
Okay. Well, it's good to have you back down in the area. And you guys have been real, real busy doing all kinds of shows and everything. Tell us a little bit about what you've been up to and where you've been in the last year and a half, 2 years.
Well, we just got back from Europe. We've been touring all this year to support Flood, and we just did a Euro thing, which was really fun because we're getting a lot of attention in England right now. We had a top 10 hit over there. So there's lots of screaming kids coming to our shows. And we've been back and forth between here and there for most of this year.
What was the hit? Birdhouse?
Birdhouse.
Top
10.
That's great. Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now we have lots of people who know one song by us instead of just a few people who know.
Well, that's a start. That's a start anyway. You just build your audience from there.
Mm-hmm. No, it's great. We actually got to tour with a caterer, which was a big step up. Mm-hmm. But now we're back in the U.S., back in the vans.
Cooking our own food.
Fast food stops along the way, huh?
Sterno can.
Vending machine.
Right. Going to the McDonald's, but just get stuff from the vending machines.
Yeah. Right. Really irk them. Right. I'm just getting cigarettes. I'm going to use the bathroom, okay?
Right. I'm just going to do some washing up. I'll be here for a half hour or so.
Hope you don't mind. So, England got a top 10 hit. Where else in Europe have you been? Was it just England?
We did a bunch of shows in Germany. We did about a week in Germany. We played in Italy, which we haven't done before. And we did a festival up in Denmark, the Roskilde Festival.
Yeah, the Italy show was like a big, hilarious thing. Actually, it was sponsored by the Communist Party, which sounds like, when we first heard about it, we said, well, I mean, we're not really communists, you know? Isn't that going to be kind of odd? And as it turns out, all rock festivals are either sponsored by the Communist Party or the Fascist Party. So I figured we sort of
given the choice.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of said, well, we'll just be with our red comrades, you know.
Boy, that's strange.
Yeah, well, it's Italy. It's not a good place to work. It's a good place to vacation, though.
Mm-hmm. And eat.
Yeah.
Eat. Mm-hmm. I've always wanted to go to Italy just to eat, you know, just and walk a lot, too, so that I kind of hope to work it off a little bit here and there. But definitely go to the motherland for the pasta and the garlic sauce and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, Twisting is the second single from Flood. How many singles deep do you think you're going to go with this album?
I think about 19 is what we're shooting for here.
Let's see. 19.
We're leaving out no songs.
Yeah. Well, good. Good. Well, let's check out something else here. I had a request for an older tune called Toddler Highway a couple hours ago, really. I just figured I'd wait because I knew you guys
were
coming in.
The lunatic fringe is in full effect in your listenership.
Yeah. Well, we play you guys, right?
Hey, what a burn.
Oh, just teasing. Okay. So just in case you're tuning in, we have John and John from They Might Be Giants in the studio visiting with us today. And we're going to get back to some more music and talk to John and John a little bit more. And this is something going out by request from about an hour and a half, 2 hours ago, called Toddler Highway at FM 106.3. FM 106.3, Istanbul, not Constantinople. And Toddler Highway was in there as well from They Might Be Giants. And They Might Be Giants, two of them are standing right in back of me here in the studio. We're going to get back to some more music and idle chit-chat with John and John in just a couple of minutes. FM 106.3, it's about 15 minutes after 5 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon. We have John and John. They Might Be Giants. And again, I don't know, sitting in here in the studio with us on this Thursday afternoon, you're playing the Fast Lane tonight.
That's right.
Over in Asbury Park.
And we're here now reading the ads.
That's right.
You're doing whatever you say.
Making my job just a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're trying to, you know, lighten your burden here.
That's
right. You
know,
it's a lot of hard work.
I appreciate it. It's very nice of you. So last time you guys were through this area was, I don't know, I guess about a year or so ago. I saw you about a year and a half or 2 years ago. What has changed and what has stayed the same with a They Might Be Giants show?
Well, let's see. I think we're exactly the same.
Do you still wear those real big hats?
No,
that's my favorite part.
No, it's an all musical thing now.
You ditch the tall fezzes, huh?
Yeah, yeah. No, we're older and more mature now. Mm-hmm. We're a little
The hats are shorter?
Yeah. There are actually no hats in the show anymore. No, we have a lot of different musical instruments in the show now. We have a song that features the marching band bass drum. We do a couple songs with metronomes as the only rhythm section. And John plays the bass saxophone, which is the second largest member of the saxophone family.
Perhaps second, third, or fourth, maybe.
It's
very big, anyway. It's almost as big as me.
Yeah, the road case that it goes in, you can actually fit people inside of, so.
Do you ever try to smuggle somebody, like, into the movies, like in a drive-in with that?
No, we have tried to stuff people in there, though, even though they didn't want to go.
Oh, so it's not a good thing to be stuffed into the bass case.
No, it is, but they don't realize.
We're just trying to show them the joy that can be found in being locked inside a box.
Okay.
As you know from working in the studio all day.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, John. You hit the nail right on the head. I wanted to ask you about some of this numerology, cosmology type stuff that I
haunts us.
Understand that you're kind of into, whether you like it or not.
Well, yeah, that's a good way of putting it, yeah. It was really just the statistics connected to our first ever show, which was the number 23 kept cropping up. We played on the 23rd of January, 1983. I was 23 at the time. John was about to be 23 at the time.
Spooky.
That almost kind of counts.
Very weird coincidence. Let's see.
You made $23.
We each made $23 because they charged $2 at the door, and 23 people came to the show. We played 23 songs. Let's see now. I've now told this story 23 times. I can't remember any other 23.
It's a good thing I asked.
That's right. But it turns out that none of it meant anything, of course.
Well, it doesn't always mean anything apparently at the time. It's not always apparent.
Good point.
Well, but I just thought it was interesting that you even made a note of that, because a lot of people just would go right over their heads, that kind of thing.
Well, it was one of those things where when you start to notice something like that, it starts to creep up on you.
Well, actually, it wasn't the first time you noticed it. I mean, it seemed like that whole year.
There were sort of 23 elements popping up.
Yeah.
That's what happens once you are aware of it. You really notice them. You really do. All week, like I told you out in the office, all week I've been seeing 23s just jumping out at me from pages of the newspaper or magazine or something, whatever.
Right. And the date, for example.
Kind of strange, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The date, Monday.
And your boyfriend's name is Crowley.
That's right.
Which is
not Alistair, though. Man, that'd be pretty darn scary.
His name is 23 Crowley.
Right. His friends call him 20.
For sure.
Right.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. How deep into this have you delved, or is it just kind of a surface thing?
Yeah, we try to avoid it. I mean,
read real
it's
quick.
Not something we're like in. You know, we're not suspicious. We're just paranoid.
Right.
Yeah. You're just
right. It's one of those things where like we're not really into devil worship, but it seems like the whole world.
Oh, it
is.
Doesn't necessarily
right.
mean devil
yeah,
worship.
The devil like, would leave us alone.
You know, like that our like big military building in Washington is a pentagram and all these things. I mean, we didn't make the world. You know, somebody else did.
But we're in it.
Some guy with horns and a pitchfork. I don't know who it was. Just
some guy.
Somebody. Somebody about something. But we're all in a big net together.
Right. Hey,
so.
You gave away all your tickets, but you want to give away a space on our guest list?
On the They Might Be Giants' very
personal
own guest list?
Yeah, you can't announce their name, because then you can say, like, somebody won, but then they'll come to the door. Someone else will claim to be them.
We could do that. Well, we just announced first names. So
okay,
that,
good.
You know,
cool.
The last name we give it away, so just first names.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So we could do that. You want to do that right now?
Sure.
And we'll play some more music here?
Sure.
Yep.
Okay. Well, one of the Johns picked out something brand new by the Pixies. So I figured they're company, they're the guests, and we'll do whatever they want.
All right.
So we've got something brand new
things
here by the Pixies, by request. Up until today, all we played was They Might Be Giants. It's all over the playlist.
All right.
So anyway, this is called Valoria, brand new from the Pixies at FM 106.3. FM 106.3, something new by the Pixies by suggestion for John in They Might Be Giants, who are my guests in the studio.
Wait, not
and
a request.
We have a ticket winner here.
Yep.
For your very own personal guest list.
That's right. Amy is the big winner.
That's right.
But we have a trivia question that we're giving away another pair of tickets. But wait, the phone's already ringing.
Ooh, do you think that counts?
Well, I
Does
don't know.
Count?
If they can answer the trivia question, they'll be the big winners. The trivia question is, what town did the Pixies come from? I know, but they live, one of them, Charles lives in L.A. now, but...
What city did they build on rock and roll?
Right.
No, what no, city? What town are they from?
What city, known for its dirty water, are the Pixies from? And we'll give away a free pair of tickets if you can answer that question correctly.
Okay. And the number, obviously, somebody out there knows it. 493-2002.
Okay.
So, should we check out some more They Might Be Giants music while we're getting this other winner here?
Sure.
Why not?
Okay. We queued up Anna Ang at your behest, John.
All right.
John number one
and
two.
One.
Gee, right. let's check it out. Okay, this is from the Lincoln album, the one before Flood. This is They Might Be Giants at FM 1063. FM 1063, They Might Be Giants, Anna Ang on your rock alternative. And John, who's our next lucky winner?
Oh, it's Greg.
Greg.
In
Greg,
your pocket.
Yeah. Greg and a guest will be our guests tonight at They Might Be Giants Big Rock Show at the Fast Lane next to the Asbury Park bowling lanes and the other place, that theater, the Baronet Theater.
Right.
Right there by
Fourth
the
and Kingsley Avenues.
So come on down.
Near the construction site.
Yeah, that's right. There's a lot going on over there.
Oh, yeah.
Repeat happening. Your question and the answer now. So in case anybody else out there is wondering exactly what it was.
Is Boston.
Boston, and where the Pixies
was,
are from.
Where the Pixies are from, right. Okay.
All right. Okay, well.
What's next?
Let's see. What is next? Is your Dial-A-Song service still in effect?
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's in full effect.
Same phone number?
Same phone number, 718-387-6962. It's on the back of all our records. It's just a 718 call from here, so it's not really expensive, and if you call it a lot, chances are no one will know, like your parents won't say. Hey, what are all these 718 numbers?
You mean you don't get a discount the more often you call?
Nah.
It's not like bulk buying, frequent caller?
No, we started that.
But we don't charge $2 to call either. Like
those 900 numbers.
Yeah.
Ooh, boy, they get pretty kinky on there. Do you change the songs every day or once a week or something?
We try to. It's actually, the past couple months have been super boring for Dial-A-Song because we just have about 35 songs that are our backlog, and we've been on the road so much that we haven't been working at home. I mean, it really started when we were a local band and had plenty of time on our hands, and so now it's just sort of these odd songs that are being, you know, slowly rotated through by my landlady. And so chances are if you've called every day for 2 months, you've heard them all, which is a little disappointing for us, but, you know, we're doing our best to keep it alive.
Well, I'm sure your fans understand that you guys are real busy.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough being on the road and having to be in a million places at once.
Yep.
So, in fact, you came from someplace today. Was it one of the trade papers?
We came from home today.
Oh, I thought you were coming from South Jersey.
Nope. We actually spent the last week at home. We got back from Europe, and we had a little week off. So this
That's
is our
nice.
First thing. Yeah.
What have you been doing to pass the leisure time?
Lying on the floor of our rooms, staring at the ceiling.
Sounds
which
good.
Has been very nice, actually.
Yeah, it's been so hot. Just turn the air conditioner on all the way and just kind of don't go outside. That's our advice. Weather advisory is stay at home.
So it's not raining, but just stay home.
Right. It's really hot. Don't go outside.
Okay. We're going to take care of a little bit of business, and then we'll be back with John and John from They Might Be Giants in just a few minutes. Let's see. We're going to get ourselves straightened down here, first of all. FM 1063, 24 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock now on this Thursday afternoon. And it's been my pleasure to have John Linnell and John Flansburgh as my guests in the studio from
All right.
They Might Be Giants.
All right.
All right, so you guys are at the Fast Lane tonight in Asbury Park. Is there a warm-up, by the way?
Yes, Carmag DeForest will be thrilling everyone with his ukulele stylings, so come
Ooh.
On out. Come on early. It's Carmag.
Good
and to,
bill.
And to get psyched, he'll be having buckets of beer before he goes on.
Is that for him to get psyched or for the audience to get psyched? Is he going to
sure
pass these around?
There'll be big buckets of beer for everyone.
Big buckets of beer on the wall. Okay, thanks a lot for stopping by. Have a good show. I'm sure it's going to be a great night for everybody. And
yeah, well, thanks for having us.
Yeah,
okay, anytime. Whenever you're back in the area, we'll pick it up where we left off.
Excellent.
See how many 23s we can rack up there.
Okay.
All right. So just to send John and John on their way, we've got some more They Might Be Giants tunes here queued up in the studio, and we're going to get back to the first record from the CD, if you want to get technical about it. And we've got She Was a Hotel Detective at FM 106.3.